proclamation number 4872 dated the April 1st, 1950. Prayer in spirit and in truth. You should pray in spirit and in truth. This requires true belief in me whom you call upon in prayer and who is to help you. Hence you must believe that I exist, that I have the power to help and my love wants to help you. This strong faith will also let you find the right words or thoughts to make contact with me. Then you will speak to me from your heart. It will not be an empty prayer but the right kind of communication with me, for you entrust your worries and problems to me and expect my reply in form of an action, thus you rely on me to grant your prayer. If you have established this state of trust in my help, you cannot pray other than in spirit and in truth, and I will answer your prayer. But how can a person pray in spirit and in truth if he uses acquired words, if he, together with other people, performs long prayers which neither testify to devotion nor depth of feeling because the heart does not know what is voiced by the mouth? How can you humans expect me to take pleasure in a prayer which is everything else but a trusting call of a child to the Father? Your prayer should be as simple and plain like the words of a child so that I can be present with you and you experience my grace. Anyone who speaks to me in that way is heard by me and I will grant his prayer because I have promised you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. But lip worship is not pleasing to me. For I only look into the heart, which no one can conceal from me. I will bypass a silent heart and neither my love nor my omnipotence will provide the person with proof that I have heard him. I turn away from those who constantly pray but whose thoughts are not even partially involved in what they express with their mouths. For all those who pray like this do not recognize me as yet, because the true recognition of me myself will let them become silent and reverent, whereas profound humility utters heartfelt words which I understand perfectly because they are spoken by the heart, which at all times establishes contact with me and which will always draw me close. Prayers in spirit and in truth only seldom rise up to me. And therefore I can only seldom grant a prayer although there are very many praying people on earth suffering adversity. Yet my true children pray within their heart and will therefore always be successful, for true faith guarantees the granting of their prayers since I will never disappoint true faith. Amen.